Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
Good morning, Deb. How you doing, woman?
I'm good. Sort of refreshed.
Sort of refreshed.
Waking up now.
It is the morning. I spent the night at Deb's house after she was my plus one to my work holiday party last night, which was, I think, very fun.
I felt so special being a plus one.
Yes, not my date, my plus one.
It was a date. Stop lying.
Whatever. Yeah, don't feed that fucking troll, man.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
It's like, are you two married?
Two women can't even be friends anymore without, like, people thinking, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, really, people? I thought the childhood or the teenage, like, the adolescent male fantasy, like, stopped at some point. Clearly it doesn't.
Right.
Only being... you know, continued by pornography, but yeah, that's cool. That's not what this is about. This is about
coffee or morning rituals.
Morning rituals and things that you can drink, and because not everybody likes coffee and caffeine, and not everybody's allowed to have caffeine, and all the different uses of coffee, for that matter. I mean, coffee is pretty amazing when you actually break it down and do all the...
Coffee is pretty amazing when it's in my mug, which it sadly is not right now, so...
Okay, hint. I need to make some more coffee because clearly she drinks a lot of fucking coffee.
Yeah, I actually was watching you pour water into the French press. I was like, that's not enough.
Well, I'm one of these...
I make a full French press just for myself.
Really? Yes. I'm one of these people that, like, I can't have a lot of coffee. I get coffeed out. So I will generally have, I don't know, roughly about 8 ounces, like a cup. And sometimes I don't even drink it all just because, I don't know, it makes me, you know, I'm one of those people that I just need a little bit of coffee to, like, you know, perk up.
Isn't that interesting? I really feel like I'm... insensitive to coffee.
Like, some people are.
Yeah, like it really doesn't have much of an effect on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can drink it right before bed. I can drink it and still go to sleep.
Uh-huh. If I drink coffee before I go to bed, like, my fucking hair stands up, my eyes bug out. I'm just like,
that's a visual.
That is a visual. Yes, I get wired. So I'm very sensitive to caffeine. So let's hang out on coffee here for a second, because there's a lot of uses for coffee, and then we'll jump to, like, some other morning rituals. So I think, importantly, coffee needs to be organic.
Absolutely. It's one of the most highly pesticide-ridden crops in the world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And when you have a lot of pesticides, they bind to estrogen receptors, and, you know, your estrogen, your bad estrogen can go up, and... you know, just not good.
Same with tea. I mean, coffee and tea is very, very pesticide-ridden.
Yeah, ridden. So yep.
I did a cleaning out of my cabinet years ago and mm-hmm. just took all of the shit tea out. And mm-hmm. I won't drink mm-hmm. tea unless it's organic. Coffee too.
I'm in the same way. So I think that, people first and foremost need to understand that, you know, you don't have to buy everything organic. You know, you don't have to play that game with manufacturers, but, like, coffee is definitely something that you need to buy organic, okay? And just on a side note, blueberries and strawberries, you have to buy those at organic too.
Yes.
And apples. But, all right, back to the morning rituals.
No, I mean, just can you imagine, like, you're seeping pesticides in your hot water and then you're drinking it.
Yeah. Mm. And if you don't exercise or sit in saunas or something like that, like, that shit's just, like, hanging out in there.
Yeah,
you, like, know?
Oh, happy.
Yeah, happy pesticides.
Thanks for hosting me, you idiot.
Right? So, organic coffee, definitely. And then, you know, I've always heard that, like, 1 to 2 cups a day is actually good for you. Some people say up to 6. But 1 to 2 cups, and then you have to really think about your cup size, because sometimes I'll see people with like an extra large, like Dunkin' Donuts coffee that's like 22 ounces.
That's one. No, it's not.
One cup. Yeah, so a cup of coffee is actually 8 ounces.
Is it 8 or is it 6? Because a lot of times when you go, I mean, you get like a 6 ounce cup and like, you know, the sauce, the cup and the saucer. I think that's a 6 ounce.
Okay, I don't 100% know that, but that's a really, really good question. So why don't we just keep it between 6 and 8?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because the extra 2 ounces probably isn't going to hurt you. Cause you're right. There's that, you know, like, when you think about alcohol, like a glass of wine is actually 4 ounces of wine. A beer is 12 ounces.
Yeah, what a ripoff.
And if you're going to take a drink of hard alcohol,
it's 1 ounce.
It's like 1.5 ounces. It's a shot. Yeah. So somebody that has like a big alcoholic drink, you know, sometimes you'll go and like, I had one. No, you didn't. You had fucking 3. Because there were 3 shots in it. Okay, so keep that in mind, and we apologize that we don't have that exact when it comes to coffee,
yeah.
But it's somewhere between 6 and 8 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What are the benefits of coffee other than, okay, I drink it in the morning just to get like a brain boost?
Well, it's funny that you say brain boost because like clearly I need some more coffee because
yeah,
I'm having like
told you didn't make enough
brain like fry there.
I kept you out too late.
What did you call it? A pillow brain? I thought I heard you say that a little while ago.
I don't think I said pillow brain, but.
Okay. Well, new word, pillow brain, meaning that you just got up and you can't think. And, you know, we just got up basically. Okay. So what was that benefits you said?
Yeah. The benefits of coffee, organic coffee, of course. You know, it's touted to boost physical performance, which is interesting.
I can see that. Like sometimes when I used to go to the gym, or before I work out, I would drink some coffee prior to.
Yeah, about an hour before your workout, just a cup of black coffee, not laden with all the sugary shit or crazy creamers. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, people will like get, I don't know, 6 to 8 ounces of coffee, and then they put 6 to 8 ounces of freaking cream in it, and you know, a bunch of freaking sugar. That's like your typical Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, and now you're just having a milkshake.
Now you're
you're really not fooling anybody.
Really.
That's why a lot of the studies come back and they say, you know, drinking coffee is not good for you because it's the way that people typically drink it.
Yes, I agree with that.
What's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't add all that crap and expect that you're still going to have the same benefits.
Yeah.
It's laughable. I mean, I watch it at work all the time. You know, we have a coffee room. It's unfortunately a Keurig. So, you know, I hate that, but I do, there is one organic one in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Sumatran Reserve. And that's what I do. I'm actually thinking of bringing my little tiny French press to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my own coffee, cause I can do hot water.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, why won't I do that? I should do that.
You should.
Yeah.
I'm always suspect of, well, first of all, Keurigs are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even the organic Keurig, it's like, seriously, it's in plastic. You're heating up, you're running
hot water
through plastic,
you
know, and then, you know, it's organic. And then like, okay, all right. Like, you didn't pull the wool over my eyes.
Yeah.
Buddy.
And not just the health effects there, but the waste, the fucking waste. I mean, we go through at work because we have a couple hundred people at work. Like, in just one workroom, you can see how many cups are used. I can't even imagine the entire firm, let alone the rest of the world. It's unbelievable. And I do believe that the inventor of the Keurig has regretted his invention due to solely the fact of the waste created.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do have recycling programs for those things, but you know, for them to accept the pods, you have to take the foil off and take the coffee out. That's a decent amount of work. So
people don't think about
really
this
dedicated
stuff.
Yeah,
like they you know, I know a lot of people that have Keurigs, and it's just like they love it, and they don't think about like the impact of it. They don't think about, you know, not only the environmental impact, but the health impact of it. It's just like this convenient way to have your coffee. And it's like, okay, you keep doing that.
It really doesn't taste as good as French press.
No. And, you know, maybe we're sounding like a little bit of coffee snobs. And that's okay. Yeah. I am very, very picky with my coffee. Like,
so am I.
There is... I'm on this cold-pressed organic coffee that I get from Whole Foods, and I can get it from other places,
What's
too.
Is it the Chameleon?
It's Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
The brand is Chameleon. Oh, my God. Is that... That shit is like... Oh, my God.
That's yummy.
It's like a drug. I mean, caffeine is a drug, but this coffee makes me feel like I've never felt before. It makes me... Like, I'm all fuzzy and shit.
I wish coffee had that effect on me. I really do.
Really?
It just doesn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and my one girlfriend, we used to go get Vietnamese coffee up mm-hmm. in Philly, and she would literally have, I mean, and this is the kind of coffee that, you know, I'm talking about. Like, it's got the condensed milk, mm-hmm. and it's sweet as hell. Like,
yeah.
That's not very good for you, but every once in a while is a treat.
Yeah.
She would be wired as fuck after having it. And I'd be like, yeah, okay, what's next? You know,
I
was jealous, very envious of that. I was like, I want a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't get it.
It's really nice. I like French press, and we're having French press right now. But I personally like lattes, like a espresso machine. And my espresso machine is actually clogged at the moment, but like, I love the froth and the, you know, just that.
So what are you frothing? The cashew milk?
Yes. Which that cashew milk is an amazing creamer.
It is very
that
good.
I use. I think it's called White Knight.
So what are some other things you can put in your coffee? Like some people do butter or coconut oil.
Yeah.
Which is really like a nice grass-fed butter
uh-huh.
or coconut oil, which adds some really good fatty
acids
to your coffee, which have amazing health benefits.
Yeah, so you can add those to it. You know, I like nut milk creamers. If you do a regular creamer or milk, I think it, you know, obviously it should be grass-fed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, cinnamon is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon and nutmeg.
Add cinnamon to the grounds in your French press.
Or yeah.
Or even if you're filtering the coffee, your standard filtered coffee.
Yeah, and or you can just pour it on top.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really good. But, like, I love the fact that you can do so much with coffee. So, for example, I've got this henna hair dye. And because I'm a brunette... one of the things that you do to make it rich is you actually put the henna in, a bowl of coffee grounds, little bit of apple cider vinegar and some boiling water, and you stir it around. And this would only be for brunettes. Okay.
Yeah,
just because
yeah.
coffee is very dark.
My head.
Yeah. And, like I don't go to the hair salon and get my hair dyed or anything like that. I'm really liking this henna stuff. And you mix it around and then you put it in your head or on your hair, and it makes it a really rich color because of the coffee grounds. The other thing that I'll do with coffee grounds is I'll rub them on my face. Like if I'm going out at night, and I've got the time, because a lot of this stuff is time contingent, I will put coffee grounds on my face and I'll scrub my face with them. The caffeine actually brightens the skin.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll do it on my neck or, you know, whatever, wherever skin is available.
Wherever you have skin. That's everywhere.
I know. I know. But like, you know, sometimes it just depends on, you know, different things like, if you're wearing a robe or what the temperature is.
Yeah. Okay. I have a coffee scrub, in my shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coffee and I think peppermint oil
mm-hmm.
scrub, which is really nice and refreshing,
mm-hmm.
but it makes a mess.
It makes a mess. And I'm pretty sure it clogs the drain.
Really? That hasn't clogged my drain.
I think something's clogging my drain.
Is it coconut oil?
No, I don't use coconut oil in the shower.
I recommend don't do that.
You get it out of the shower. I know, because it'll harden up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think you're supposed to put coffee grounds down any drain.
Huh.
I will.
Like even your sink?
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
I've never heard of that.
I will. I'll mix water in it and I throw it in my plants outside.
Oh, that's great for plants. They love coffee.
Yeah, most plants like that. So yeah, coffee scrub is really, really nice for just skin brightening. I absolutely love that. And then coffee enemas.
Oh,
some people get their caffeine up their anus.
I can just imagine you like drinking your coffee through your butt.
Yeah.
In the tub. I'll be right down.
I'm having my coffee. Squatted in the tub with a enema bag.
Don't you have to lay down for that?
An enema?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to lay down for an enema.
Really? I thought like they hang up high and you gotta like lay down and let it go in.
Nah, girl, you can hang that shit right from the shower and stick it right up your butt and like squeeze. Mm. Yeah. But you
sounds
can.
Sounds like somebody's done it before.
You can go to a spa and they will do a coffee enema.
I think I'd rather do it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my business.
Yeah. No, we want anybody sticking anything up your butt or, you know.
Not a stranger anyway.
Not a stranger. What the hell? So there's the coffee enemas have a lot of benefits. So like, you know, it reduces levels of toxicity in your body up to like, you know, apparently 600%. And one of the things that it actually does is it boosts glutathione. So that's kind of interesting. And glutathione is your body's like master detoxifier that's produced in the liver. So basically, you know, because of the compounds in the coffee, it stimulates the liver to produce glutathione S transferase, which is a chemical known as the master detoxifier. So, I mean, super duper, super duper important. And I don't know, you haven't had your glutathione tested,
I don't think
right?
So, and you know, I just got a round of blood work done, and I don't think that was on the list. So
yeah,
I'm going to talk to her about that.
I've had mine tested, and mine was low. So that's actually really good to know.
I guess we know what Deb's going to be doing.
Yeah, just kind of putting coffee in my butt. So, you know, along with that, it, you know, cleans and heals the colon and, you know, it can improve in digestion and bile flow. And it also can help with, like, candida.
Oh, that's a biggie.
Yeah, and candida.
Dana's going to be doing this, too.
Yeah, and candida die-off.
Damn.
You know, so really just kind of cool. And if you really... If you go into like the real like natural medicine arena,
oh,
you
this
will
is big.
Yeah, you'll see that like there's some research like the Gerson Institute I know has a treatment for healing cancer in patients naturally, and this is part of their protocol.
Coffee enemas. That's the Gerson Institute has some really interesting theories and they work.
Yeah, but you know again. A lot of people stay in that mainstream medical research, which is, you know,
just radiate the fuck out of you. Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Of course. but they don't want to deviate from anything along there. And I always tell people like, that's one side of the data, but you got to look at all the other stuff too, because there's different ways to do things that are working.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's all I have it with coffee. I mean, you could put it on the bottom of your feet if you have rough feet. You can mix it with some coconut oil and do like a, you know, maybe a coffee foot scrub, you know, or something like that. A lot of people will use sugar.
Yeah.
You know, instead of coffee, but you could use coffee as well.
There's a lot of other benefits to caffeine, though. I mean.
What are they? Tell us, baby.
Baby. Maybe that's all you have, but I've got some other stuff.
Oh, tell us, baby.
Well, it's touted to say, you know, it might help you lose weight because it contains magnesium and potassium, which helps the human body use insulin, which regulates blood sugar and levels. And it's also obviously then related to a diabetes, a lower risk of diabetes for the same reasons.
Yeah.
It helps fat cells break down body fat and use as fuel, again, for training before you work out for your... in the morning, especially, and then it's said to lower the risk of death. That's an interesting study. I don't know how well thought out those studies are, but I mean, people who drink coffee have a 25% lower risk of premature death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how they measure that.
Yeah, and I've heard that before, but I don't know the data actually behind it. And mm-hmm. that data is, as far as I know, with like 1 to 2 cups. And I think there's just some protective compounds in coffee and caffeine.
That is true.
Yeah.
And that's probably what it's based on.
Yeah, so it's not like, you know, you're drinking 10 cups of coffee a day and you right. think you're going to live like longer. That 25% doesn't go up with each cup of coffee that you take.
I'm going to have 12 cups and I'm never going to die.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
So, yeah. So keep that in mind.
For people who drink 4 cups of coffee a day in this one test group, studies show that it decreases the risk of developing prostate cancer in men by 20%
mm-hmm.
and endometrial cancer in women by 25%. Also, may prevent development of basal cell carcinoma,
mm-hmm.
which is the most common type of skin cancer. It's very interesting. Lots of coffee benefits. Reduces risk of stroke, Parkinson's, protects your body with the antioxidant load,
mm-hmm.
Protects your brain, maybe a reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease
mm-hmm.
or dementia.
I have seen that study.
Yeah.
Or some of those studies.
Coconut oil is also good for that.
Yes.
So, I mean, double benefit if you put coconut oil in your coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or like MCT oil, which comes from coconut.
Exactly.
Most of it
it's
comes
a
from
coconut extract type of an oil. And it's easier to use because it's already liquid.
Yeah.
The coconut oil, you know, when you're putting in your coffee, it breaks down very quickly. I mean, the MCT oil, though, you can put it in cold coffee and still have that benefit,
yeah.
which you really can't do with
coconut oil.
You have a big, you'd be having like coffee paste.
A big chunk of coconut oil
just
in there.
Eat it.
Yeah, you know. So I guess be careful if you're pregnant, right?
Yes,
you're only technically supposed to have about a cup a day if you're pregnant or breastfeeding.
Yeah, and then for some people, not me, it could cause you to be restless or cause insomnia. Not my mm-hmm. issue, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what I was saying in the beginning of this, like if I drink too much coffee in the morning, I'll have the shakes.
Oh God. I'm kill for that.
Nah, doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good. Some people, and I believe I'm one of them that like, you know, if I eat first before I have coffee, I'm much more able to handle the caffeine. I'm just sensitive.
God,
all
I'm
around.
So insensitive, I guess.
Yeah, you are.
It can be toxic, right? Especially the non-organic coffee.
Yeah.
If it's bad quality, that has a lot of impurities, can cause sickness, generally bad feeling, headaches even. So
sure.
for people who actually think they're getting a headache in the morning because they haven't had their coffee, maybe it's because you have shit coffee, you know?
I agree with – that's definitely, I think true. Yeah.
Like, oh, I need more and more and more. No, you just need to change up your brand.
Yeah, people can be very sensitive to some of the pesticides in there. Okay, so that's the skinny on coffee for the most part. But there's some other things, right? We talked a little bit about tea, okay? And there's different, you know, some people are caffeine sensitive and they might do better with like an herbal tea. Again, mm-hmm. organic. We, you know, can't push that enough. Ginseng tea is a nice non-caffeinated tea that'll give you a little jump, but it has a very, very... you need to adapt to that taste.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting flavor, but you get used to it. Have you ever had ginseng tea?
No, I'm actually, that's why I'm kind of looking at you quickly because I'm not sure I have.
No, it's freaking disgusting when you first drink it.
Let's go do that right now.
Well, it's an acquired taste, you know? I mean, and you get a little jolt from it. And you can dress it up a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of honey, you know, just uh-huh. a little bit. But yeah, so there's different types of teas, you know, that you can do.
What about the golden milk, the turmeric latte?
Oh, they're awesome.
That's
so
wonderful. So I actually have some turmeric paste that I've made and I keep it in the fridge, and that's a really nice alternative to coffee in the morning.
Yeah, and I found that you don't even need the paste, okay? Because I've got you can make golden milk without the paste. Like so you just get turmeric. Coconut oil. I always put cinnamon and nutmeg mm-hmm. in it, a little bit of honey, and a nut milk, and I just stir it around in the pot, and You know, sometimes I will put it in like a Vitamix or something, blend it up. Because sometimes the turmeric doesn't like blend.
It also colors your Vitamix container.
It does.
Yellow.
Yes. However, it does come off because on a side note, like you can use turmeric to whiten your teeth.
Yes.
You know, and you can do facial scrubs with turmeric as well. That will also brighten your skin. Yes. So you could use coffee and turmeric.
Oh, that would be a good mixture.
And a coconut oil.
While you're doing your coffee enema.
While you're doing, yeah. I mean, you're getting.
New morning ritual.
Oh, my God. You're going to come out feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and looking bright. Yes.
But I mean, that is exactly what's in my turmeric paste in the fridge. Like I make it in a big batch.
Uh-huh.
So I can have access to it. So I just keep it in like an old jar, mm-hmm. a mason jar. And then I'll just take a scoop and I'll put it in the warmed up milk.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'll use like my homemade almond milk. Mm-hmm. And then just stir it in there and add some honey.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
It's really, really a nice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really nice. Technically, you are not supposed to drink it in the heat.
Mm. What do you mean?
You're
like
not
in the sauna in the summertime.
In the summertime,
really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink it. I think it's an Ayurvedic mentality that you're not supposed to drink turmeric tea in like on a really hot day.
Oh,
okay. The health benefits of turmeric are amazing. Okay.
Anti-inflammatory. Yes. Big time.
Yeah. But it does something to your system when you drink it in the heat.
More on that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's not that it's not good for you. It just, I don't know. I should have researched that better for you guys.
Before opening your big mouth.
Yeah. But, research it yourselves. I mean, seriously, what do I look
Google,
like?
Google.
Yeah.
So,
and do it like, you know, read a lot of it because just because you Google something, it doesn't mean that's the right information.
Oh my God, that's right.
Okay. So go to a reputable, you know, site when it comes to that.
What, like not like a listicle site?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Turmeric. you know, I don't know what the hell they would say, but like whatever. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Well, some people actually might be told by their doctors that they shouldn't drink coffee. So we were trying to, because they have high cholesterol or whatever. But, you know, it has been said that if you filter your coffee through paper, like your classic paper filter coffee machine, use organic filters, please.
Or the
not bleached
mm-hmm. ones. Yeah. Cause then you got a couple other issues there. And here's the thing. If you do it once or twice, it's fine. But you spend 20 years drinking coffee out of that shit.
Which
like
everybody does.
Yeah. Then, you know, you got to have a buildup. I mean, you know, and if you're listening to this show and you are somebody that says, oh, Now we're not allowed to drink coffee, you know, like,
shut up.
Like, what are we supposed to eat? Like, unsubscribe. No, unless you want to learn. But if you got that attitude, then like, seriously.
But what they say is the paper filter actually traps the two components of coffee that may raise LDL cholesterol. So if that sounds like you and you think you have to give up coffee, maybe you just have to change the way you're making your coffee. And you certainly don't want to do a Keurig, for example.
Yes, please don't. Change is good, people. Change is good. I know some people are uncomfortable with it, but change is growth. And growth is really, really good for you.
Sounds good. All right. I think we've killed the coffee topic.
Yeah, so coffee, tea, turmeric lattes. They are some rituals that'll get you going in the morning, or some ideas that'll get you going
what
in the morning.
What happened to your coffee enema?
Well, coffee in general, like yeah. I mean, your coffee enema.
No matter
enema.
How you ingest it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, on that coffee enema, you do get a caffeine buzz from
like
the coffee enema.
Yeah. Well, maybe you do.
Well, anybody that would get a coffee, little coffee buzz.
Maybe that's how I need to get my coffee buzz.
It's
Excuse
something.
Me. I've been drinking it all wrong this whole time.
It is something to try.
Okay.
You should really try it.
All right. Well, with that visual, we're going to let you go.
And make some more coffee.
Yes. Apparently Dana needs more coffee.
Okay.
Goodbye, clean freaks.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, The Podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.